Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can reach me at bruce@brucesalin.com. You can follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salin, and you can stay in the loop by signing up for my newsletter at the homepage at brucesalin.com. I hope you will. You will get nothing other than a weekly newsletter. No spam, I promise. I have two very, very special guests on this segment of the Bruce Salin Show from Ford, because Ford is sponsoring not only my drive from L.A. to Boston, but sponsoring Dad Chat and a number of other things. They have generously loaned me a brand new Ford Flex, and we will talk about that with the Ford Flex marketing manager from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Dan Corsetti, as well as his associate, Aaron Miller, who works in Ford Communications and is a recent college graduate who lives near Detroit, Michigan. Well, welcome to the Bruce Salin Show, Dan and Aaron.
Thanks, Bruce.
How are you guys today? You're both in Detroit.
We are. We're in Dearborn, Michigan, and we're doing great today. Thank you very much.
Did you know that my family is actually from Bloomfield Hills?
Ah, wonderful. Well, we hope that you'll swing through here on your way across the country.
Well, that is my plan. I'm hoping to go to the Ford plant, and I know that there's some fundraiser that you guys are involved with, and I adore doing things for charity, so I hope that will happen, and it is on my itinerary. I love how timing works out. Yesterday, your delivery group, which was an amazingly well-organized group of people, delivered the Ford Flex that I'll be driving cross-country. And I get a knock on the door, and then I walk outside, and this unbelievably stunning, I don't know, what do you call that beautiful dark red color?
That would be ruby red.
It's one of the most gorgeous colors I've ever seen. This stunning Ford Flex is in my driveway, and I felt like a kid in a candy store. The guy, Mark, then gives me a quick tour of it. It's so intuitive. Sometimes I get afraid of all the technology with new things, but so much of it is intuitive that within 24 hours, I'm now getting this car and getting it and digging it. Then I wake up my son. And it's, by the way, it's like 11:30, and of course, he's still sleeping. It's summer. So I wake up my son, who I'm going to be taking on the drive from L.A. to Boston in the Ford Flex. And he walks downstairs, and he's like, you know, half asleep. And I say, hey, come outside. I want you to see something. He has no idea what's going on. He walks outside. He looks at it, and his eyes bug open. He's wearing his boxers and nothing else. And I took
like
a picture of it.
Right there. I was there just a year ago.
Yeah, did you see the picture? I think I put it up somewhere.
We did. A great picture. You should put it on your website of your son shirtless.
It's funny. And with his red hair. So let's talk a little bit about the Ford Flex. You know, the last car I got was 7 years ago. And I bought a truck. And it didn't have much technology. This car has everything. Dan or Aaron, whoever wants to answer first, give us a tour, a virtual tour of what this amazing automobile offers.
The car has come a long ways over the past 7 years, let me assure you that. And these days at Ford, we're putting a lot of new, exciting, industry-leading technologies on the vehicle. The Ford Flex that you've got right now is pretty much fully loaded with the titanium package. You've got a real hot rod for yourself there.
It drives like a small car.
I was going to say, and it's an easy car to learn how to drive. For a car that offers that much space, that much not only storage capacity, but comfort for the occupants, it's amazing how comfortable and easy that car is to drive. It's planted, it's lower to the ground, it's super comfortable. I think you guys are absolutely going to love it on your road trip. It really makes a great road trip vehicle, which I think is the reason why it's the perfect choice for you guys.
Well, someday my son will have a license too, I hope, by the way. The other thing it actually has that is, to me, very essential is incredible visibility. Maybe there are blind spots, but I haven't found any yet. And the other thing, again, that I already mentioned, it really is intuitive. The way you work the control panel on the front screen is very intuitive. And then all the little buttons on the steering wheel. I haven't gone through all of them, but there's two navigation kind of or screens in the main dashboard that also you control with your. It is astonishing how many computers are in this car.
And this is, well, it's chock full of technology, but all of what you're talking about, the MyFord touchscreen, the 2 4-inch LCD monitors, and the controls right at your thumb tips on the steering wheel, all of that is to keep you safe and keep you with your eyes on the road or, you know, within a quick shot while you're driving. Even that navigation system has a voice-activated navigation feature, so you never even have to take your eyes off the road while you're punching in new coordinates while you're driving. It's really, it's all the best technology that's out there right now. All of it is designed not only to make it a comfortable ride, an intuitive ride, but also keep it a safe ride, which is critical, absolutely critical for not only long drives, but also for families these days.
You bet it is. How many airbags come in the car?
Oh, more than I can count. We've got a safety canopy system in the car. We've got side airbags that come out of the seat. We have front airbags. And then one of the coolest features about this vehicle is that we have our rear inflatable seatbelt system for the outboard passenger.
Yeah, what is that?
That is a system. The inside the seatbelt for the second row outboard passengers is actually an airbag that upon impact inflates and spreads out the force of the seatbelt across the chest of the occupant. Really important for younger occupants in the second row so that they don't have that seatbelt digging into their chest in an accident. This is actually a feature that some of our competitors are just starting to offer now, and we've been happy to be offering it for a while. So another safety innovation from Ford that we're really, truly proud about.
Well, you should be. You should be. It doesn't hurt that there's a refrigerator right in the console in the middle of that.
Isn't
second
that great?
Seat. I mean, I opened it up. I first looked at it and I thought, oh, it's just a cooler. I got to put ice in it. And then Mark, your delivery guy, says to me, no. Put your hand in there, dude. And I put my hand in there, and of course, it's refrigerated.
That can not only keep your drink cold, but that even has a freeze mode, so you can keep your ice cream sandwiches cold for your cross country trip.
It's astonishing. You know, when I first got in touch with you guys about getting involved in my cross-country trip, the motivation was simple, that my son is a drummer, and he's going to the Berklee College of Music, and his high school graduation present was a brand new custom set of drums, and he was really nervous about shipping them cross-country. And so I thought, what the heck? Why don't we drive? And then the whole thing, you know, what car, what truck, what are we going to take that's big enough? Well, one thing led to another, and of course, we got together. It's so big. I know we're going to get everything in there with room to spare.
Behind the second row seats, and let me emphasize, it's a three-row vehicle with up to 7 passengers. Now, the configuration that you have with the refrigerated second row console fits 6 passengers. But just behind the second row, you've got 43 cubic feet of space. Behind the first row, you've got 83 cubic feet of space. So you can fit all the drums in there you want, all of the luggage, all of his clothes, drive cross country in comfort, and you're going to look like a rock star doing it because there's nothing on the road that quite looks like a Flex. Totally redesigned for 2013 model year. It's got a new front fascia that really is just out of this world. And in the back, too, just a total redesign.
I love that silver touch on the back. And like I said, you know, I got to tell you, this is the most peculiar story. But when I was like 12 years old, I had these little race cars. They were slot cars. And one of them was a Stingray and one of them was an XKE. And the XKE was my favorite. It was a Jaguar. And it was exactly the color of this Ford Flex. And I see the Ford Flex, and that I immediately go back to being 12 years old, not only in the memory, but how the car made me feel, which brings me to something I want to ask you, Aaron, you being the young dude on this conversation. I know this car is cool. So many family cars are just boring. They're minivans, or they have all, you know, they're called soccer mom vehicles. This car's got a cool factor. How and why is that? And Aaron, you know, you being that you're only 14 years old, tell us, you know, what you feel. He's not 14; he's maybe 18, I think.
No, it's 23, but you're pretty close there.
Aaron, seriously, as a young guy, you if you show up to pick up a date in this car, she's gonna be happy. I mean, maybe she'd prefer a Porsche, but I got to tell you, I'd be honored to pick up any lady in this car.
Well, yeah, I mean, first off, it has higher horsepower than a Porsche, so, you know, might be able to beat that on the drag strip or something, but obviously design is the first thing you see, and you try to feel, you know, how does it look cool? And like you said, this isn't a minivan. This is very different. It's boxy, which is striking when you see it. It's completely unique. And then the ruby red that you said, you know, it's a bold color, and it has that black tone-colored roof there. So
oh, speaking really of roofs, crafty. Speaking of roofs, what are there, 27 sunroofs in it?
No. We just got one huge panoramic roof in that.
No, there's two others, and then there's one in the third. There's like four different sunroofs.
Yeah. So from the outside, it all looks like one connected sunroof with only the front panel that removes. But for your second and your third row passengers even, we've got sunroofs back there for them. So everybody feels like they're a first-class passenger in the vehicle.
And as you said, I just realized you don't even notice it when you look above it. They're all blended in seamlessly.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the exterior design. You know, we want it to look like one smooth and sleek vehicle, which, for being the big vehicle that it has curves and lines that the wind just blows through it. And then on the top, you know, it just seems like one structure there. You're not seeing it chopped up into the different pieces. So it's a stunning design, you know. Something that we've been talking about, actually, is the black rims on it, and people are saying, you know, fashion-wise, we're comparing it to black heels that women wear. So we're trying to make a statement. It's more of a urban-style vehicle that, you know, parents that want to make more of a statement don't just want to blend in as much. They get this. It's, you know, the soccer mom that still wants to have fun with their friends at night, stuff like that.
And still be cool. Let's face it. This car has a cool factor. You know, when I became a parent almost 19 years ago, I needed to get a vehicle. And that was around the time the Ford Explorer had come out. And I didn't want a minivan. I just could not handle it emotionally, and my ego couldn't handle it. And we bought one of the first Ford Explorers and loved it. But that was an SUV, and it drove like a truck. But it was great. It was reliable. It was perfect for what we needed. We then got the Ford Expedition. That was the next one we got. By the way, I'm not making any of this stuff up. I mean, this is my history with Ford. This car, to me, is such a cool leap forward because it just doesn't ride like a truck. It rides like I said, it rides like a sports car almost. Maybe not quite that responsive, but it's really drives like a luxury sedan with a heck of a lot of power.
Well, and Bruce, you know, you're hitting on something I think that's important, is that we've been at this for a while. We've been developing this really quintessential family vehicle, road trip vehicle for a long time. And so with the Flex, we were able to continue to evolve our engineering and make sure that we were delivering people exactly what they want, with all the comfort, all the refinement, all the road handling and manners that people expect from a car, but with the packaging and the space of an SUV. It's really the best of both worlds.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, the guys that delivered the Flex to me came in two cars, of course, because they needed a way to get back. And the other one was an Escape. And I'd never seen one. Isn't that the brand new car you guys just came out with?
That's the brand new Escape. It's an exciting product for us.
And I just looked inside, and it felt like I was in a spaceship.
Yeah, we're trying to make the interiors of all the cars, you know, much more refined. We're going for a luxurious look to bring the people at a cheap price. So, you know, you don't have to pay $50,000-$60,000 to feel like, ooh, you know, this is really comfortable. This is luxurious. You know, for me coming out of college, I want something that I feel is cool. So I actually have one of the smaller Ford cars, a Fiesta, but the interior cues, it's the same within all of them. You know, the leather seating, the stitching, the dashboard, all of it has been refined to just look like, you know, it's cool, it's hip, but yet it's not going to build up the bank bill on it.
I'll tell you a funny thing about your delivery guys. I went over to say goodbye to introduce myself to the second guy, because one guy came over to knock on the door and deliver the car and have me sign the paperwork, and the other guy was waiting to take him, both of them, back. And so I go over to look, and it was the Ford Escape, and I look inside, and I go, wow, this looks so cool. And then I looked at the guy, the driver's face, and he had this grin on his face. And it was the grin of a kid in a candy store. It was a grin of a guy who was just really happy. Now, this is his job, okay? He drives Fords for a living. He delivers them. But he was happy. It was really neat, because it was clearly, he felt he had won the jackpot.
I got to tell you, it is riding in that car, driving that car is such a pleasure. It's so comfortable. It really does, you know, bring you to another level. And I think what you'll find is, you know, that interior in there, and you've just seen it, with the miles underneath you, I think you're going to experience it and enjoy it even more. But you really don't get that level of refinement and comfort in an interior until you step up into much higher end luxury vehicles in terms of the fit, the finish, the refinement, the features, the attention to detail that we've packed into the Flex.
Well, it's got it all. I do have one other. We have gone way over time, by the way, so we're going to have to wrap this up. But I obviously keep on talking. I have a big birthday coming up in a year. And I have a request, and I'm going to make this public. I really think, you know, for mid-age crisis, what do you call it? Middle-age crisis, yes. For the middle-age crisis that I've been living for 20 years, and I'm going to definitely hit on this big birthday, I think the Shelby Cobra Mustang is something that I should be given for a little while. I promise you I will write, blog, and do 18 comic strips as well as talk about it on the radio nonstop. So I'm just putting in my request. Now, well, you could get me a cherry red one too, or I like the blue one with the white stripes, or better yet, maybe even a Ford GT. You really want to go all out?
You know, Bruce, you didn't see it, but we actually put it in the back of the Flex back there, you know, with all that room there.
There is enough room. Aaron, Dan, thank you so much. I look forward to joining you tonight for our Dad Chat, which you guys are sponsoring and giving away some great gift packs. So that should be fun. So for my listeners that are listening live, it's tonight. We're doing the Emptiness Syndrome, and we are having Ford sponsor it and giving away things. Thank you so much, Dan and Aaron. We will be back with more after these messages.